This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I am amazed by the Democrats' zeal to get Trump. And I would even say that you could marvel at it. You could marvel at the idea that when they put their mind to something, those leftist pukes will do whatever it takes. And what's funny about this whole Fannie Willis thing, we ended last hour talking about her. This whole Fannie Willis thing is a crack up to me. And here's why. That case was about Donald Trump. It was about her prosecuting Donald Trump. She was going to get him. She had all these different indictments against him. And you know what the case has turned into? It's turned into exposing the dirty underbelly of Democrat leftist politics. These are people who have said publicly, we must not let Donald Trump get back into office. People who got into office, Fannie Willis, Letitia James, people like them, they literally campaigned on the idea that if you put me in office, I will get Donald Trump. I have never seen anybody so willing to publicly state, I'm going to go after an individual citizen of this country, and a good one, a tax-paying citizen of this country, and I'm going to make sure I'm going to destroy him. I will do whatever it takes to destroy that person. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, let's bring in as many illegals as we can. Let's give them $10,000 each. At one point, $400,000 was offered to illegals. I don't know if you've seen this, but one of my friends, Angela Keene, she talks about it. They were literally going to give reparations to illegals. And they put the rights of citizens. Look at again what they're doing to Donald Trump. A guy who's put billions of dollars into this economy. Billions. And they go, he can never serve. Let me just give you a little taste of it. Before we do that, Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Here's Letitia James campaigning against Donald Trump. But she says, I don't have any animosity. I got nothing about it.
The President of the United States has complained that I'm engaging in some sort of political witch hunt, that I've got some personal vendetta against him, that I campaigned against him. That is not true.
This illegitimate president who sits in the White House. That president, because he's not my president, he's an illegitimate president. His days are numbered.
We've got to get ready to mobilize, and we've got to get ready to agitate and irritate until victory is won, but more importantly, until Trump is defeated.
We will all rise up and resist this man,
and ultimately, we'll bring him down.
This illegitimate president, I'm going to give you the same level of respect that you gave to President Obama, and that is absolutely no respect at all.
Donald Trump has got to go. Hey, hey.
That is not true.
I mean, that alone should disqualify anything she brings. And, of course, now she's got a beef with the beef industry. That's a whole other thing. But I want to go back. I want to play this clip because this is Lee Zeldin. And he's saying, how do we get out of this? How do we not allow people to really put two and two together so that they understand that we're not really targeting Trump? And, of course, the cat's out of the bag. Because of Fannie Willis, but he's saying, what could we possibly do to get some credibility back to this whole process of the 91 indictments to get Donald Trump? And he only has one solution.
Two-part question for you, because obviously, you know, this is happening in an election year. This is happening not just in the state of Georgia, but also in some ways the court of public opinion as far as confidence in what comes out of this case. If the judge allows Willis to remain on the case, from a legal standpoint, do you see it going to trial before the 2024 election? And from a public standpoint, I mean, Fannie Willis said it when she testified that she's not on trial. This is about putting someone who allegedly tried to steal an election on trial. But will the public still have confidence in this case if she remains on, based on everything we've gone through to get to this point?
Were I in charge, and as my children say, thankfully you're not, were I in charge, I would ask Fannie Willis to step aside, and I'd ask Nathan Wade to step aside. I would want very much for the office of the district attorney to remain on the case. If the office is disqualified, then this thing is not going to trial for a very long time. But if she steps aside for appearance purposes, and Wade steps aside for the same appearance purposes, then I think this case could go forward really probably in very late fall, depending on the timeline of other trials. But if she stays on this case, I think that you raise a very good question of whether or not the public will think that this is, as Trump has argued, a political prosecution, and that, of course, is not in the interests of America or specifically the justice system.
I love that part. Because if it turns out that it is a political witch hunt, which of course it is, well, that's not going to be good for it, because Lee Zeldin can't just tell you, yeah, Trump would win. America would win, because we would know exactly what we know. That Fannie Willis, Letitia James, Alvin Fathead Bragg, and Jack Austin, and many others, it is nothing more than we don't want Donald Trump. And what happens when we learn that the left is exactly as we've described them? They're scum. What did he call Trump called Newsom new scum? That's what they are. They're scum. They're scoundrels. They're skanks. I use those words, and to be honest with you, I'm being delicate. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, folks. They say that Donald Trump tried to steal an election. You know who tried to steal the election and did? The Democrats. And you know what they hate about Donald Trump? That Donald Trump and you, many of us, the MAGA types, we dare to question it. We dare to say, we know you stole it. Because they did it right in front of our faces. They didn't even hide it. They did it with the idea that we would fight it. And in our fight for it, they say, you're trying to steal it. It's like somebody coming into your house, stealing your safe. You want to get your safe back. And they say, look at you trying to steal your safe back. It's exactly what this is. And it's so incredible to believe that you do have to suspend belief, and you go, well, did they really steal my shit? I mean, am I the bad guy? No, you're not the bad guy. But boy, has it backfired. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how it's backfired not only with Fannie Willis, but with the media.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events, Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I'm doing what I can this year to get back into media. I've done one hit on Newsmax so far. They are looking at me, just so you guys are aware, they're looking at me as a contributor. I'm also going to be pursuing a show with Newsmax. And the thing is I think what I have to say is important. I've spent a long enough time off of Fox. I think it's time to try to get back on. So we'll see what we can do. And anything that you guys can do with, you know, if you're writing to those, the different, maybe you watch the shows and you write to Eric or some of the different hosts, tell them Kevin Jackson's available. We're doing it, by the way. Our team, we're actively pursuing this. And if we don't do something there, we'll go to OAN and see what we can do there. But we're going to pursue getting back into media because I feel like my voice is important and I feel like I represent you when I'm doing media. So look for that. And, you know, if it's God's plan, we'll see, you know, maybe I'll be back on TV. But I want to talk a little bit about the media. And I specifically am going to talk about CNN's woes because, you know, they lost Cuomo. He was a waste. He's gone over to Newsy or something like that. And they also lost Don Lemon, who just settled his lawsuit with CNN. And he's a multimillionaire for having done nothing. The amount of money these people make It's unbelievable to me. And I don't set my sights low. One of my friends and I were talking the other day. He says, Kev, you undervalue yourself. I don't undervalue myself. I don't. I'll get what I can get for something. My wife will tell you, the negotiations I've done, she was actually afraid when I did negotiate. She's like, they're not going to do it. And then they did it. And she's like, wow, how'd you get that? Because I negotiate well. But I believe that there's a price. And don't misunderstand me. If the CNN were to say, Kevin, we'll give you a $10 million deal, I'll take it. But I don't think that talking heads necessarily should get that much. I think that it's like an athlete. You get what you get as an athlete, but what you get in endorsements is far exceeds what you get as a salary. That's true of almost every one of these guys. The salary is practically a give. It's like, whatever. Don Lemon, if he was doing it right, he could make more money per year off of CNN than he did on CNN. Endorsements, things like that. I mean, I'm not saying he's going to get a tennis shoe, unless it was, you know, some little princessy little slippers that Dorothy might wear in The Wizard of Oz. But, you know, there's a lot of things he could do. And that they do and make more money than they do in any of the money that they get. But here's what I was going to tell you. CNN is paying these people a ton of money. I think Anderson Cooper, they said, makes $20 million a year. $20 million. What does Anderson Cooper do to earn $20 million a year? And you can imagine what he does outside of that. Speeches and endorsements and book deals and all kinds of stuff. I would tell you it's at least double his salary. I mean, he's been making at least another $20 million. It's unbelievable. Wolf Blitzer, $15 million a year. Jake Tapper, $8 million a year. And CNN wonders why it's struggling? It's struggling because they're overpaying this so-called talent and nobody's watching. Let me tell you, I don't tune into CNN. If I do, it's for the train wreck. But if I did, it wouldn't be because, oh, Anderson Cooper's there. This isn't the days of Walter Cronkite where news mattered and it was the only source. Look, I'm not going to tell CNN how to run. But if I went to Anderson Cooper and said, look, Anderson, you're going to go down to $5 million a year. If I cut everybody by 80%, they should be happy that they have jobs. They write this. CNN claims to be fair and without bias, yet anti-conservative views have been a long part of its DNA. As the network's on-air talent routinely bases its reports on Democrat Party talking points. Even token conservatives on the network are a joke and sound more like liberal pundits. Let me tell you, I could solve the problem at CNN and MSNBC instantaneously. All they got to do is put on a Kevin Jackson type. Put on somebody who's willing to look at things for truth. And I know there's going to be some negative pushback at first. It's going to be like, oh, he sucks, whatever. They're going to watch because they're going to want to see what's going on. And you know what CNN is missing? They're missing conflict. The one thing Fox has, to some degree, is they are known for being a conservative network, even though they're not. So they'll have a Hannity or a Tucker or whatever. But what they do is they'll bring on the Juan Williamses. They'll bring on the Jessica Tarloffs and people like that. They'll have that lefty element that's enough. It's enough salt with the sugar to where you can really get the flavor of the sugar without it being overwhelming. Now, I think they've gone too far, but they do that. And we're going to do it. I used to do it. This radio show we had every week. I had a friend of mine. She's a leftist. And we debated. It was one of the favorite segments because we disagreed. And it gave you the ability to look at the other side, but we weren't mean-spirited. It wasn't like, I hate you, I hate you back. You know, it was we would joke, and I'd say, you know, you don't believe that. I really do believe that, Kevin. Charles Love, Charles just did an interview with a lady who wrote a book about, I don't know, something about how white people need to perceive black people. And the woman she's Kendi X. You know, she might as well be Kendi X's sister. And it was a very cordial discussion. In fact, we're going to post that video at some point on the Backstage Club. Just to show you guys, we can have these discussions, and there are reasonable leftists who are willing to have these discussions. But we, you know, you got to be able to have that conversation. Anyway, going back to this, new CEO of CNN, Mark Tomplin, is preparing ruthless cuts to rework the network as ratings plunge. Anderson Cooper, Chris Wallace, Wolf Blitzer, Jake Tapper, they say are all on the chopping block. And I just gave you the numbers. Chris Wallace, by the way, makes $8 million a year. So they say for now, no big changes are expected because the contracts for the so-called heavy hitters don't expire until after the elections in November. But after then, anything can and probably will happen. Now, here's why I brought this up. We already know that the media is struggling. They've got their woes. But what's most interesting to me is, again, like Fonnie Willis, they all went out to get Donald Trump. Washington Post was going to get Donald Trump, almost bankrupt. Most of these other media outlets we talked about, the anti-Trump media, and struggling mightily. And the point is this. Every time they go away from truth, they get farther away from truth, they flounder. Donald Trump, I don't know that he's laughing yet, but there's going to come a point where he's laughing. And let me tell you, we should be celebrating with him because all we want in media, I'm speaking for the entirety of us, all we want is the truth. I can handle the truth and so can you. And if we got it, it would be a completely different landscape. Think about what we'd be talking about right now if the media reported the truth. Joe Biden would be out and Donald Trump would be in. We would get rid of this crooked Justice Department and a host of other things. We could get closer back to the reality of what America is supposed to be. We'll be right back.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The CDC is updating its COVID guidelines.
The Centers for Disease Control says Americans with COVID no longer need to isolate for 5 days. The new guidance covers COVID and other respiratory infections. According to the updated guidelines, individuals with COVID can resume normal daily activities if they've been fever-free for 24 hours or if their symptoms have been improving. Additionally, the CDC advises those ending isolation to wear masks and minimize close contact with others.
USA's John Schaefer.
safer. War in the Middle East bleeds into the natural world as happens in the wake of a successful Houthi rebel sinking. It was a UK-owned commercial cargo ship. Fertilizer is now infesting the waters of the Red Sea. At the same time, the sinking marks the very first time Houthi rebel attackers have actually put a commercial cargo ship beneath the waves since their attacks ramped up in November. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'd say that there were a number of interesting moments, but perhaps none more interesting than when Hunter Biden told us that he joined the Burisma board to counter Russian aggression. I hadn't heard that one before, that thank goodness we had Hunter Biden on the Burisma board because that was central to his strategy to stand up to Vladimir Putin. So
that's right, folks. Hunter's kept us safe from the Russians. The left can't leave Russia alone. And, you know, it's funny, the Republicans have milked nothing from this Russian thing. It's the same old voices. It's Jim Jordan and, you know, one or two people. How we don't build a marketing thing around the lies of the left is amazing to me. But this, what I want to talk about now, is gonna blow your mind. Yeah, there's this thing called white rural rage. And I talked about it a little bit the other day. White rural rage. And I want to bring it up again because these guys want you to believe that you're the worst thing in America. I mean, by the way, I don't know where you live, but you probably don't live in a big city, in the center, city center, if you're listening to my program. You're probably in a suburb or you're in a rural area. And the reason is, in the big cities, you're sick of the politics. So you moved out into the suburbs where it's probably got a Republican mayor or whatever. Now, the sad part is that if you don't pay attention and you're not watching the WEF and all these different groups, if you don't watch them, they let their politics leak into the suburbs. I know that's what's happening in the Phoenix area. So you got to be very careful. But you don't live there. So you fit under this white rural rage because you're not an inner city person. I'm just telling you. And I want to play this clip because these guys are making the circuit right now. The author of this book, White Rural Rage, they're the bell of the ball right now. Because they want you, they want people to understand just how angry you are. You are, I'm telling you right now, you MAGA people. And that's what they might as well just label this MAGA rage. And the reason why I played the Burisma clip, the thing up front, is to let you know that where they should be targeting their ire and their whatever you want to call it, their anger, if you will, at the Biden family, it's not at them. It's not at the people who have created all the problems that they want to accuse you of. Nope. It's you. And they make it sound like it's little guy America, farmer in America, which, and I mentioned this the other day when I talked a little bit about this. You go to little town America and you get none of the racism that these guys suggest. But I want to cover this in more detail. So let's play the clip. These are the guys that say there's a thing called white rural rage, and it's a bad thing for America. It's, well, I don't know, probably the biggest existential threat to mankind since the last biggest existential threat.
Joining us now, Professor of Political Science at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, Tom Schaller, and journalist and opinion writer Paul Waldman. Their new book, out tomorrow, is entitled White Rural Rage, The Threat to American Democracy. And Tom, we'll start with you. Why are white rural voters a threat to democracy at this point? You would think, as we pointed out, looking at Joe Biden's background and Donald Trump's, that the opposite would be true.
I mean, we lay out the fourfold interconnected threat that white rural voters pose to the country. First of all, and we show 30 polls and national studies to demonstrate this. We provide the receipts in Chapter 6. They're the most racist, xenophobic, anti-immigrant, and anti-gay geodemographic group in the country. Second, they're the most conspiracist group. QAnon support and subscribers, election denialism, COVID denialism and scientific skepticism, Obama birtherism. Third, anti-democratic sentiments. They don't believe in an independent press, free speech. They're most likely to say the president should be able to act unilaterally without any checks from Congress or the courts or the bureaucracy. They're also the most strongly white nationalist and white Christian nationalist. And fourth, they are most likely to excuse or justify violence as an acceptable alternative to peaceful public discourse.
So you mentioned a lot of negative factors about this demographic.
These people are applauded. These, oh, you mentioned a few. I mean, these are negative factors. Wow. I made a video about this, and I talked about this. I want to just dissect it for just a second. So this is a professor of poli-sci and a media person. So two staunchly leftist people. The professor of political science at the University of Baltimore wrote this. Why? You think he wrote it because it's not a career builder, or do you think he really looked at the data? And he says that your zeal, this right white rural rage, is a threat to the democracy, and he's identified it, and he has four areas of what he called interconnected threads. And it's based on what? 30 polls and national studies. He says that's what they use to demonstrate it. And by the way, it's in Chapter 6. If you do decide you want to get the book. So 30 polls. I don't know who he polled. Did you get a poll? I didn't get a poll asking me about white rural voters or what I think. Because let me tell you something. As I talk about these things, I'll tell you, there wasn't a single thing on there that did not apply to me. And I'm not a white nationalist. He also talked about national studies. Now, let me tell you what he isn't going to tell you. He's not going to tell you this. He didn't go talk to anybody specifically. He didn't visit rural America. He didn't go out and sit with people and chat with them and eat with them and bring a black friend. He didn't do any of that. See, I've done it. And I think when I talked about this before, I told you guys, I debated a guy, no lie, I think it's still out there somewhere, but I debated Ellis Hinman on the Tea Party movement. He was the guest on the show. It was on MSNBC. And I'd been to 100 Tea Parties. Black American had been to 100 Tea Parties. Ellis Hinman came off as an expert. He gave the Tea Party movement, blah, 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 and he talked about it. And I said, Ellis, just out of curiosity, how many tea parties have you been to? And he says, well, I haven't actually been to one. I said, see, this is what's interesting to me. You bring on a guest to debate me. I've been to over 100 tea parties and survived every one. I can tell you front hand, first hand, on the ground, what goes on at a tea party. Ellis has never been to one, but he comes off as an expert. You bring him on here as an expert, and he's done nothing. That's like asking a doctor who read a medical book, you know, how many surgeries have you done? And he, none? Well, then you ain't a doctor. You just like to read. You get what I'm saying? He hasn't practiced. He hasn't done a residency. He hasn't done anything. So this is exactly what we have. So we hear these guys say here's the four things that we are. We're racist, we're xenophobic, we're anti-immigrant, and we're anti-gay. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I know you. I know all about you listening to this program. You bunch of racists. How dare you listen to this black man talking about this stuff? And, you know, how are we xenophobic? Let me tell you this. I already know you don't have any other friends outside of whatever color you are. If you are an Asian conservative, all you got is Asian friends. If you're white, let's just talk about white people, because that's who they like to. If you're a white person listening to this program, you're not listening because you're not racist. And I know all your friends are white. You don't have any black friends. You don't work with black people. You hate black people. You're xenophobic. You don't like anybody coming in from another country. And all you do is hang out by yourselves. And you're anti-immigrant. Yeah, you don't know anybody that's come into this country. You don't work with them. You don't socialize with them. You might not know any illegals, but I bet you know some immigrants. And the last thing is you're anti-gay. You've never dealt with it. You don't have any gay relatives. You don't have any gay friends. You don't understand the gay condition. But those are the four things that he got from his 30 polls and his national studies. But he didn't go out and ask to do it for himself. He says, we have the conspiracy people. I don't know about you, but what's a conspiracy these days? Everything that we call the conspiracy turned out to be true. Then they always throw in QAnon. I don't, look, like Q, don't like Q, I don't really care. But I'll tell you this, I haven't seen anything they've done that's like BLM or Antifa. If all they do is wage conspiracy theories, God bless them. Just stop there for just a second. What was a conspiracy? Conspiracy is that the election was stolen. It was. They know it. The conspiracy of J6. They know that it was contrived by them. They know this. There's not even a secret to this stuff. Look at what they just arrested this guy Baker over what, a misdemeanor? What other conspiracy? Trump wanted to overthrow the government. You know, I mean, that's what their conspiracy is. And if you don't believe that, well, then you're a denier of that, too. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
$165 billion is what U.S. taxpayers have sent to Ukraine to fund this pointless war. And I got some facts for you. With $165 billion, we could have built the border wall 6 times over to stop illegal immigration. We could have rebuilt Flint, Michigan's water system 215 times over again. We could have given every single homeless veteran $2 million. $2 million! We could have given every single family that was impacted by the Maui wildfires $50 million each. And I think this is the craziest one. We literally could have ended homelessness in the United States, all homelessness, 8 times over again. The point I'm trying to make here is that if we had elected officials that actually cared about us, the United States, more than they cared about the Middle East, we could fix so many issues that we have here at home. But no, we'll just keep sending it to Ukraine.
That right there, folks, is some white rural rage. I'll tell you what, that was one mad white man. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. I don't know about you, but that's sort of scary. 165 billion dollars sent to Ukraine. I don't know if that's the number or not. I've heard it's that much, if not more. He talks about the number of times he could have built the border wall, repaired Flint's water system, funded homeless veterans, $2 million each. Maui families, $50 million each. End homelessness, 8 times. I don't know how you do all that. I don't know where he got his numbers, but that's what he said. Those aren't my words. Those are his. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. We're talking about white rural rage. And there's these guys, a professor from the University of Maryland and a journalist, and I use my finger quotes, and they're going around talking about how white people, or the white rural people, are a threat to the democracy, if you will, because they've gone out, they've got 30 polls, and they've done some national studies on you white folks out there, and they found out that you're racist, you're xenophobic, you're anti-immigrant, and you're anti-gay. That is the prevailing nature of white people in America. I'm sorry, rural white people. Now, those city folk, city white people, that's a whole different ball game there. Those are the sophisticates. Those are the people that get it. Those are the people that say, we're good to go. Woohoo! We're all for DEI and CRT and ESG and NAACP and NCAA and, WGE and whatever else, right? They're for all the initials. But you rural white people, well, I tell you what, you're conspiratorial. You believe in the unbelievable. You believe in the conspiracies. You're QAnon. You don't believe that the election was legit. Now, meanwhile, back in 2016 when Hillary lost, and every one of them was saying that the election was unfair. The election was not, it was illegal. It was a Russian interference. Hillary is our rightful president. Well, that was different. Yeah. And those of you who didn't want to get that vaccination, how dare you live so freely and purely and without fear now? Because you should have gotten that vaccination. We did everything we could to go William Shatner on you and make you get it. We threatened you that you wouldn't get hospitalization, that you couldn't travel, that you wouldn't be able to get a job. We tried to make you understand how important COVID was. You know what the CDC says right now about COVID? They say if you have it, you can still go out with it. Do you know that? They just revert. Well, even if you have it, it's okay. Just go out. I wonder why. I'm going to make a guess with two words. Natural immunity. Which is what was going to happen anyway. Now they don't care anymore. But you were a COVID denier. That's what those guys said. They also said, you have scientific skepticism. I wonder why. Because I didn't get the vaccine that has everybody dying and that I don't have to worry about. You're skeptical of the science. The science that men can be women and women can be men and they can pick and choose whatever they want. Forget your biology and physiology. That has no bearing on what we say. You're unscientific. Interesting. They also say, you're the Obama birthers. You don't believe that Barack Obama. I'll tell you this. I know this for a fact. I know Barack Obama was a crappy student. Because if he weren't, they'd give us his grades. They say, you express anti-democratic sentiment. I do. I express constitutional republic sentiment. Because I know we're in a democracy. They say, you don't believe in an independent press and for free speech. You don't believe in that. You want a press that just has a bunch of talking points. You want a dependent press. You don't believe in the press that gives you actual news and not propaganda. That's who you are, you bunch of maggots. They say that you think the president can act unilaterally. Yeah. And here's what got me, because they think they're going to make you upset. You're the strongest white nationalist, and I love this one, white Christian nationalist. I'm going to tell you this. I am a nationalist. I believe in America. I believe America should come first. I believe in making America great again over any other country. I believe that before we send a dollar outside of this country, you got to give me an ROI of what we're going to get back, unless it's humanitarian. And I don't believe in war as a humanitarian reason to be sending our dollars or our other resources out there. That's what I believe. And I ain't white. Well, I'm 21% white, but technically, I'm still more black than white. And here's the last one. He says, we conservatives are most likely, I take that back, white rural rage people are most likely to excuse or justify violence. That one really cracks me up. Really cracks me up. Here's what they want to conflate that with. They say, well, you're the ones with all the guns. Well, you're the ones with the guns. You're not using your guns except to hunt or against the occasional intruder. Meanwhile, violence by the left is committed every single day in vicious overdoses. Pick any city you want. Look at the demographic. The city is overwhelmingly Democrat. Look at the voters. Where is the majority of crime? Please, I'm just trying to walk you through it here. Where is the majority of crime? You got to think about it. It's in the cities. And they want you to believe that you are the person that not only is likely to excuse it, but you will justify crime. You're the ones out there talking about crime and saying, why are you releasing criminals into the street? Why are you defunding the police? Why are you letting people who have illegal firearms get back out? Why? I mean, I could go on. But you are the problem. Just think about that. By the way, I'm going to play this clip. Joe Biden says he's reduced crime. Have you heard this?
And finally, my plan goes after the scourge of gun violence in America. I've taken more executive actions to stop the flow of illegal guns than any other administration in history. And we beat the NRA when I signed the most significant gun safety law in nearly 30 years. And we're going to finish the job. We're going to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines next time around because it has to be done. I formed the first-ever White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention, and I thank Vice President Harris for overseeing this important effort. Let me close with this. Our plan's working, but we still have much more to do, as everyone at this table knows. And that's why we're here today. My administration is going to choose progress over politics, and communities across the country are safer as a result of that policy. There is no greater responsibility than to ensure the safety of families, children, communities, and our nation.
Feel safe? Does that make you feel safer, Joe Biden? I started another task force headed up by the vice president. Didn't he put Kamala Harris in charge of the border? How's that working out? They love their task force and their things, but I don't know. I know this. He did say he dropped crime significantly during his time. And what's funny, the crime statistics, they didn't get data from the majority of cities. So Joe Biden used faulty data to say he reduced crime. The same way he's taking credit for the jobs creation that he's done during his time, knowing that people were going to go back to their regular jobs of COVID. These people are so duplicitous. They think they can tell you whatever they want to tell you. And they wonder why people have white rural rage.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.